All right, so today we are reflecting on a powerful line from the Nicene Creed, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. That phrase might sound theological, maybe even a little distant, but it actually sits at the very heart of our hope, because understanding who Jesus is helps us understand why his sacrifice saves us. Let's start with the gospel reading, the Gospel of Matthew. We see Jesus entering Jerusalem riding on a donkey. The crowds are shouting, Hosanna. They're laying down palm branches and welcoming him as king. But notice, he doesn't come like a typical king. No war horse, no army, just humility, peace, and purpose. This moment fulfills us what was spoken in the book of Zechariah. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey. And it echoes in the book of Psalms. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Jesus is both the rejected one and the chosen one, the king who comes to save not by force, but by sacrifice. But here's a deeper question. Why does his sacrifice matter so much? Why is it enough to cover our sins? That's where the creed speaks, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. This means Jesus is not just a good teacher. He's not simply a created being. He's not like God. He is God. Begotten means he came from the Father, not created out of nothing, but sharing the same divine nature. One in being with the Father means he is fully God, equal with the Father in power, holiness, and glory. And that changes everything, because our problem, sin, is not small. It separates us from a holy God. No human effort, no good works, no amount of trying harder can fully bridge that gap. So if a mere human died for our sins, it wouldn't be enough. It would be like trying to pay an infinite debt with pocket change. But Jesus is not merely human. He's fully human. Yes, he can stand in our place, but he's also fully God. So his sacrifice carries infinite worth. That is why he's the perfect sacrifice. Perfect in purity, he lived without sin. Perfect in identity, he is God himself. Perfect in love, he chose to lay down his life willingly. When Jesus entered Jerusalem in triumphal entry, or the moment that Jesus entered Jerusalem, the crowd saw a king, but they didn't yet understand what kind of king he would be. They expected someone to overthrow Rome. Instead, he came to overthrow sin and death. They expected power, and he brought sacrifice. They expected a throne, and he embraced a cross. And only someone who was begotten, not made, only someone who is truly God could do that and make it count for all of us. Because on that cross, it wasn't just a man suffering. It was God stepping into our brokenness, taking our place and paying our debt in full. That's why the cornerstone matters, as Psalm 118 says. The one rejected becomes the very foundation of our salvation. So what does that mean for us today? It means that your sin is not too big, your past is not too broken, and your failures are not beyond redemption. Because the one who died for you is not limited. He's eternal, he is holy, he is one in being with the Father, and his sacrifice for us is enough. So as we reflect on these scriptures, and as we remember who Jesus truly is, we are invited to respond, not just with palm branches, but with our lives, to trust him, to follow him, to surrender to the King who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life for us. Hosanna, save us, Lord, and thanks be to God. Amen.